The U.S. women's national soccer team is in a transition period as it drives for a second straight World Cup title. The squad is a blend of veteran players making their last World Cup appearance and new stars who are playing in their first World Cup. Despite the media focus on Mia Hamm, the real supremacy of the Americans is seen up front with 23-year-old Abby Wambach and veteran Cindy Parlow. The tall 1.79 meter Wambach especially posed problems in the air that even the powerful Norwegians could not answer in a 1-0 U.S. quarterfinal victory. Wambach says her physical play started when she began to overwhelm the competition as an 8-year-old.
I was in the whole soccer realm for a while. With the girls, and then I'd be scoring 27 goals in 3 games. So my parents moved me into the boys' league and played with them for 5 or 6 years. And honestly, that's pretty much where I learned to be physical and learned how to survive in that type of atmosphere.
Wambach continued to play at the University of Florida and joined the U.S. national team in 2001 and the WUSA Professional League in 2002. But while she had success in the league, Wambach says U.S. coach April Heinrichs was not sure she fit into the national team.
The concern of April's was that I was making a difference in the WSA, but not in an international scheme. And, you know, the game's different. It's a faster game, it's a smarter game, and it's more physical off the ball.
Wambach continued to learn with the Washington Freedom as a forward running alongside Mia Hamm, considered the best women's soccer player in the world. Wambach tied for the lead in league scoring this past season with 13 goals and 7 assists. The pair also helped Washington to win the WUSA championship.
I'd be able to say that you've been able to play and be able to conquer the WSA with Mia Hamm at your side. You know, all you're going to do from that is learn, and all I did from that was become a better player.
And Wambach says that experience helped to define her style that fit with the U.S. national team.
It's something that it's taken a long time to do, find my place on this team, and then also find my niche into where I belong in an international scheme of things. And obviously it's the physical side, and that's just what I need to keep going with.
Wambach's niche has been her looming presence up front and her jolting collisions with opposing players in the World Cup.
If you're going to play in the international game and if you're going to play in the WSA, you got to have something that sets you apart from other people. And my physical height, weight, size, strength, just as I keep using those to my advantage, then I think I'll still be successful throughout this World Cup and hopefully beyond.
Wambach's size and power has complemented the technical speed and agility of the smaller players on the U.S. team. Combined with her scoring abilities, Wambach will likely be a leading member of the U.S. women's soccer team for years to come. In Portland, Oregon, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.